Marin says, Liyoy lama bati yavis kachoshev. True. The main thing we're counting right now is from the bati yavis. That's the main thing we're counting now. There's six bati yavis. But that it says 10, v'okamashmalon, the b'nai slavchad not luchelet b'chayra. That the b'nai slavchad took a double portion, also the father that slavchad was the b'chor, that he took a chelet b'chor, the nachos of chayfer. That was the chidush of the pasuk. Alma, what do you have to see? What do we see from here then? That Eretz Yisrael muchzekasi, that the kol muchzik, they owned it already. Because we know that's the klal, like we'll soon see, a b'chor only takes what the father is muchzik, really has already, and not what's raw, not just for him to come to him. That's part of the chiddush of this pasuk, that Eretz Yisrael was muchzik to them, and therefore b'nai slavchod, they took a portion, a double portion, from the father that was the b'chor. Oh, mama, what we just say now, we have learned before, we have not that our children can take the Yerusha because of the grandfather, and also the father of the mothers. That the people coming into Eretz Yisrael right now, the main thing is they took because of their own schus, not because of the grandfather's schus. So more says, Lakash, there's no stira. Or command the Yom Al Yitzer Mitzrayim. If you say Eretz Yisrael was the Chalukah, was negated to the people leaving Eretz Mitzrayim, so then true, it was only given to the people coming in, but they took over like the portions from the grandfathers. It's as if the grandfathers yashined, and now when the grandchildren come in, they're taking over the Yerusha from the grandparents. Or command the Yom Al Boy Yoritz. That it says they took the Schus Atzmon, that goes according to the Man Yomo, that they gave the Chluk according to the Bori Oritz, the people coming into Eretz Yisrael now. For the Bori Yisem, another Teretz I can answer you is, Hovahol the Bori Oritz. No, both Sukkim are talking about the Bori Oritz. For like Asher, Ho the Heavy Ben Esrim, one is where coming into Eretz Yisrael right now, he's 20 years old. If he's 20 years old, then he gets B'schus Atzman. That's the Loch HaChalukah was only given to the people that were 20 or over. Hodeloy Hebe Ben Esrim. If he wasn't 20 years old right now and he came into Eretz Yisrael, so he does not get B'teris himself, he's not old enough. In such a case, he would get B'teris, his grandfathers, that they would have deserved to get a HaChalukah in Eretz Yisrael. Now the Gemara Baita says, V'shehoye b'chor noitru shnei chalokin, that since Slavkot was the b'chor of Chayfer, so now their daughters, his daughters, the b'nai Slavkot, took a double portion. For the Gemara of Amai, like why were they fitting to take a double portion? Also b'chor, I, Rohu, like the father Chayfer didn't really have it yet. Their father Slavkot, or even when Slavka's father Chayfer, that Slavka was the Bechor. So you want to say Yashin's twice, two portions of his father's Chayfer. But Chayfer didn't have Eretz Yisrael yet. He was only from the Yetz of Mitzrayim. He did not come into Eretz Yisrael yet. So it's only Ro, it's something fitting to come to him. So the klal is, V'yeina Bechor Neutel B'ro Kuvamuchzak. Or Bechor does not take something that's only fitting for him to come if he's not a Muchzak in it yet. Sielachur Chayfer was not a muchzik in Eretz Yisrael, so how come Slavchad had a right to take a chelik of Bechor? So Marin says, Amar of Yudah Mar Shmuel, be Yisayd Yisaholim. Maybe we're only talking about Metaltlim. We're talking about the pegs of his tent. In other words, true, they weren't a muchzik in the Kark of Eretz Yisrael yet, but after it says here they took a double portion in the Yerusha, maybe it only means of the Metaltlim, the movable things, to what Chayfer really owned right now. Like his pegs of his tent. So Mora says, no, Mosiv Rabba. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says, that B'nai Slavcha not lo dalat chalokim, that B'nai Slavcha got like four portions of Eretz Yisrael from four different points. Shinem the Apostle says in Yeshua, like we learned before, V'yapilu chevle Menasha Sora, that from the B'nai Menasha they got 10 portions, 6 was from the Bati Yavis, and 4 from the Blaise Slavchot. And it only comes out that they could get 4 if they took a Bechorah from the father. As if to say, Slavchot was the Bechor of Chayfer. So Slavchot had a right to Yashin 2 portions from Chayfer. So therefore, they took a double portion. So it comes out that there was a Yerusha of a Bechor in the Chelik of Eretz Yisrael, in the land. So here the question is, either Father Chefer was not a Muchzik yet in the land. So if so, how could the Slavchot be Zoychot to get two portions? So Gemara answers, Elo Omar Rabba, Rabba answers and says, Eretz Yisrael Muchzekes hi. No, Eretz Yisrael is considered a Muchziki. For the Yetzir Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them then that they will get Eretz Yisrael, so that alone is considered as if they're a Muchzik. They considered Muchzik in Eretz Yisrael, that there will be a Din Yerusha, and there will be a Din the Bechor takes Pishnayim. Like Rashbam says, Muchziki means Yetzir Mitzrayim. For the Yetzir Mitzrayim, they were considered already a Muchzik, as if they have a portion in Eretz Yisrael. Like the Pasuk says, V'nosati oisol lechem Yerusha, Kloima, ani nosati lechem Yerusha, that Hashem is giving it to them right now, b'tayrus Yerusha. It's like we'll soon see, so even though they didn't really receive it, but it had a lacha like Yerusha. Mr. Gemara says, Meisvei have a kasher on this. Omar Rabbi Chidko, Rabbi Chidko said that Shim and Hashkemuni, Hoyeli Chover, he had a chover mitamid Rabbi Akiva, from a tamid of Rabbi Akiva. The kachoya Rabbi Shimon Ashkumi Yomer. And this is the way Rabbi Shimon Ashkumi used to say, that Yodeya ani, I know that Moshe Rabbeinu, Yodeya hoya Moshe Rabbeinu, that Moshe Rabbeinu really knew, Shabbanoi Slavchod Yeresh Hasein. Really, Moshe Rabbeinu knew the halacha, that Benoit Slavchod, when they came to Taina to Moshe, they warned Yerusha that they deserve it. That was the only question. The only question was, like, they're the daughters, and of course, they're Yashin and the father, since there are no other sons left over. But the only question Moshe has was, do they have a right to get a chelik of a Bechira, their father's Bechira? In other words, like we'll soon see, the question was Eretz Yisrael considered Muchzekes, that Chefer was a Muchzik in the land already, so therefore Slavchot had a right to take two portions out of the Chor? That was Moshe Sofik. Were they Muchzik or not? Then also he said over that, V'ruya hoysa pashas nachlois likosavei de Moshe. Really, the pasha of nachlois, that we're learning, we learn the whole time in Bamidbar of Zion, that a ben comes first, then a bath, and the brothers. Really, it should have been written down through Moshe, because Moshe Rabbeinu knew the halachas. Ela, how come it's written down through, like it says all about the Bnei Slavchod? They asked the question, and they got the answer. Ela, shezochui Bnei Slavchod, v'nichtav al yodim. Some, they had a schus, was soon said, they were tzidkonia saying, so they had a schus, that this pasuk, like in the Torah, was written down, mashma, because of the question of Slavchod, it came such an answer, the chelik of Yerusha. Now another loch he said is really that the Yodeya Hoya Moshe Rabbeinu really knew Shehamakoshesh Pemisa, that the one that did this chet, according to one man Yomataka was Slavchod, that the one that did this chet of Makoshesh, that gathered the wood together on Shabbos, so the question was, what punishment does he receive? So really, Moshe Rabbeinu knew he deserved to have Misa. He was a Mechalel Shabbos. He knew he deserved Misa. Shneimer Pasuk says, Mechaleho Mois Yumos. Whoever is Mechalel Shabbos deserves to have Misa. If so, what was the suffix then? Abloihoye Yedeya B'yezu Misa Yumos. Moshe Rabbeinu just did not know which Misa they deserve. Whether it's Skila, whether it's chenik, that was a zol suffik. But really, he knew the halacha that a mechal Shabbat is chayiv misa. And therefore, v'ru yehoisa, pashas mekoshes, shetikosha v'ayidei Moshe. Really, this pash also should have been written down through Moshe. Like Moshe Rabbeinu himself should have said over these halachas, which misa is mechayiv. Ayidei Moshe, elo, what's the pshat? Shenis chayiv mekoshes v'nichtav ayodoy. That the mekoshes, since he was the one that did the chet, he was the Mechal Shabbos here. Therefore, when the Torah wants to write down the Einish, what you receive, it's written down in his name, the Mekoshes B'misa. And what do we learn out from here? The Lamdecho, this comes to teach us that the Klal is, Shemegalgalin, Schus,